We will not go in depth in these two types of plexopathies. Both of them happen as a result of a delivery complication. Klumpke's palsy is because when the baby is born, the arm is hyperabducted during the delivery. Erb Duchenne's palsy, it's actually the opposite. The arm is hyperadducted during delivery. There's dystocia, basically shoulder dystocia, that happens here. The Erb Duchenne palsy, it's a superior plexus injury versus Klumpke's palsy, it's a lower plexus injury. Klumpke's plexopathy, very important to remember that it commonly happens with the Horner syndrome because of injury to the sympathetic chain. The pattern of muscle weakness in each one leads to a deformity or abnormal position of the hand that will give this unique description. Claw hand, we see it with Klumpke's palsy, versus the waiter's tip hand, we see it with Erb Duchenne.